Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem, and we are about 20 lines from the top of daf Mem Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Shmuel. So on Shabbos, or at the end of Friday's daf, daf Yomi began the sixth perek in Masechet Shavuos, perek Shavuos Hadayonim. Perek Shavuos Hadayonim is a festive perek. As a matter of fact, in BMG, in Yeshiva, when they learn Shnai Moichs and first Seder, second Seder, the Limud Shavuos Hadayonim, and the next Perek, Kol HaNeshboim. So it's very much the counterpart to Perek Shnai Moichs, and as a result, it deals with the same sugyas that Shnai Moichs deals with. So we'll see in the next couple of days, we're going to learn sugyas of Moidah B'Miktas, some of the most gishmaka sugyas in Shas. Either way, the perik had begun Shavuos Hadayonim Hatayinu Shtei Kesef V'Hayidah B'Shavar Pruta, and it's halacha in the laws of Moedim HaMikzas, meaning we're familiar with the concept of a Moedim HaMikzas. Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, you owe me $100. Shimon says, $100? I owe you $50. He's Moedim HaMikzas, meaning he's Moedim to part of what the Toiveya was Toiveya, but he was also Kaifer B'Miktsas. The halacha is, the Pasuk says, Ad Sheyoy Marki Uzeh, we learn from there that a Moedah B'Miktsas has to swear Shvur Deiraisa. The Miktsas that he was Moedah, he has to pay, that's what does Badin Kimei Eidim Dami. As it relates to the other half, he can't just be off scot-free, but rather what he needs to do is he needs to swear that he doesn't owe the other half. That's the halacha of Shvur's Moedah B'Miktsas. Mishnah had said that in order to have a Shvua Deiraisa of Moedah B'Miktsas, the Hoidah and the Kfira would have to be of a certain share. The Mishnah said, Hatayna Shtei Kesef, V'Hoidah B'Shavah Pruta. Hoidah B'Shavah Pruta is straightforward. The only time there's Moedah B'Miktsas is if the Nitva was Moedah that he owes at the very least a Pruta. What is Hatayna Shtei Kesef? So that was really yesterday's daf, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, it means Kfira Hatayna Shtei Kesef. You would need that the person that was Moedah Bipruta was also Kaifer at least b'shtei kesef. As if to say the taina would have to be shtei kesef and a pruta. He'd have to be moed and a pruta. He's a minimum shiurim. And be Kaifer and shtei kesef. In that event, you have the parasha of Shavuos moed b'miktsas. Shmuel argues, Shmuel says a taina shtei kesef means the entire taina has to be shtei kesef. From within the shtei kesef, you need aida, pruta, the balance of which could be the kfira. Either way, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Amar Shmuel, like Shanu, this halacha that in order to have the shvuot irais, so of Shavuos Moedah B'Miktsas, you need Hatayna Shtei Kesef, Ayda Pruta. That's only with regards to the Shavuot Deiraisa of Shavuos Moedah B'Miktsas. Elo B'Taynas Malva, V'Ayda Asloiva, Avo Taynas Malva, V'Ayda Asedechod. But with regards to another Shavuot Deiraisa, specifically, the Shavuot Deiraisa of Eid Echod, Afilu Loitanai Elo B'Pruta Chayev. Even if the Tfiyah was only a Pruta, it wasn't Shtei Kesef, still the Halach is going to be that there's going to be a Chiyah of Shavuot Deiraisa. What's Shavuos Eidechad? So Shavuos Eidechad is another one of the Shavuos Deiraisas. There's three Shavuos Adayonims that are Shavuos Deiraisas. So when you learn the Bavis, Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia, Bava Basra, Seyedin Ezekin, obviously it pours over to other Starim and Shas as well, but you come acquainted with a lot of different times where Bezin would obligate a person to swear. Aboli Parim and Achzi Yisoyimim, Leiti Parim, Elav Shavuos, Shavuos, Heses, there's many, many, many different types of Shavuos. But from all the Shavuos that are mentioned in Shas, only three of them are Shavuos Deiraisas. You have Shavuos Moedah B'Miktsas, Shavuos Eidechad, and Shavuos HaShomer. The primary sugya in the beginning of Shavuos Adayanim, as the Mishnah begins, is Shavuos Moedah B'Miktsas. But another one of the Shavuos is Shavuos Eidechad. That's where Reuven goes over to Shimon. He says, you owe me money. Shimon denies it. Midday Raisa, he's potter. If Reuven would have two Eidim that say that Shimon owes Reuven the money, he'd have to pay. That's Al Pishnai Eidim, Yakum Dover 101. Reuven didn't have two Eidim, he only had one Eid. The halacha is that Shimon has to swear to be makrish what the Eid is saying. If he swears, he's off talk. If he doesn't swear, he has to pay. But the point is, Shimon is not obligated to pay because all Reuven has is one Eid. But at the same time, because Reuven has one Eid, he has to swear. Says Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, in the name of Shvul, that Solketai Techamina, Ichvalt Gevalt Meinen, that just like there's a halach in Shvul's Moedah B'Miktsas, that the only time you have Shvul's Moedah B'Miktsas if it's Taina Shtei Kesef. So maybe when it comes to Shvul's Eidecha, there should also be halach of Taina Shtei Kesef. That's this halacha. It's not true. Afilu Leitana, Elabet Pruta Chai, my timer. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, "La'yokum eidecho de'ish l'chol avinu l'chol chatas." And Chazal darshin l'chol avinu l'chol chatas u'deinei kam. And eidecho doesn't work l'chol avin. He doesn't work l'chol chatas. Avol kam hu l'shvua. But eidecho can be mechayes shvua. Meaning the makar that eidecho is mechayes shvua is this pasuk. V'tanya, we learned in a brisa, kol makom sheshnayim mechayvin oisei mamon eidecho mechayes shvua. That any time two eidim would be mechayev mamon eidecho is mechayes shvua. Meaning if you want to know the shulchan aruch, when is it then an eidecho is mechayes shvua? It's totally in the shulchan aruch of when two eidim. If there be another raid, would you be chayiv mamin? If the answer is yes, then the eidechad is mechayiv shvur. If the answer is no, then the halacha is eidechad is not mechayiv shvur. And being that two eidim are mechayiv mamin, as long as there's a pruta, there's no halacha of shtei kesef when it comes to the halacha of two eidim being mechayiv mamin. So too, there's no halacha of shtei kesef when it comes to eidechad being mechayiv shvur. Now this gemara is only about 7-8 lines, but this is also a very often quoted gemara. Dvarim ha'imdim berumei shal oylam mamish. We'll get back to it at the end of the daf. Zok the Gemara Vaitav. Amrav Nachmin Amar Shmuel. Another classic Gemara. Tanei chitin v'soirim. V'hoidloi b'yecha mehem. Ruvin goes over to Shimon and he tells him, you owe me chitin and you owe me soirim. Shimon says, chitin yeah, soirim no. Or soirim yeah and chitin na. The taina, the tefillah was chitin u'soirim. And the hoida was echa mehem. The halacha is chayev. We treat him as a moedah b'mikta. Suddenly Rav Yitzchak, yeyasher. Rav Yitzchak said, you're saying very good. Shmuel. As a matter of fact, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I heard shit from Rabbi Yochanan, I heard the great Rabbi Yochanan, the God of Adari, said the same halacha. That Tanei Chitin Visa'irin, Vahoydaloi Be'achamiyam, Isaac Maida Be'mikzas, and the halacha is Yishchai Yeshvur De'Raisa. So the Gemara makes an interesting dik. The Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak said, V'chein Om Rabbi Yochanan, presumably when Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, Reish Lakish, who was a Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Yochanan, was probably sitting in Shir. And if Rabbi Yitzchak only heard Rabbi Yochanan say it, it sounds like Reish Lakish probably didn't hold that way, right? Whenever Rabbi Yochanan said one thing, Reish Lakish, the Gemara says in Maseches Apoyim, we used to ask him 24 kashas and everything he said. So it sounds like Reish Lakish probably didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. Michlal de Poligale, Reish Lakish, should we imply, should we medayek l'shoinei hazav shal Rabbi Yitzchak and suggest that it's only Rabbi Yochanan who said this, but Reish Lakish didn't, says the Gemara, no. You should not be medayek that way. Why not? Meaning, it sounds like Rav Yitzchak didn't hear it from Reish Lakish. So if Rav Yitzchak didn't hear it from Reish Lakish, then Reish Lakish probably doesn't hold that way. Says the Gemara, Yikadami, some say Misha Avi Shoyle. The way the story went down was Rav Yochanan was in the middle saying his halacha, and Rav Yitzchak left before Rav Yochanan finished. But Vishasakle, Reish Lakish, out of cover to Rav Yochanan, he would never interrupt Rav Yochanan while he was talking. He would wait until Rav Yochanan finished saying what he had to say, and then he would either agree or disagree. But he waited until Rav Yochanan finished. Rav Yitzchak left before Rav Yochanan finished. So he never had a chance to hear what Reish Lakish's opinion was. So he said, "V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'asal Reish Lakish ve'esachnesh." I have no idea. But don't be mechiach from the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak said, "V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan," that it means Reish Lakish held not that way. Ikedamri, some have a different version of how this went down. Mishta havishasile, not Misha havishahile, but with a tough Mishta havishasile. Rashi says Reish Lakish was drinking water at the time. V'shasile, he couldn't talk. Because he had food in his mouth. So being that he couldn't talk, that's why he didn't interrupt. So Yitzchak didn't know if Reish Lakish held that way, didn't hold that way. Either way, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that Tanei Chitin V'Soirin V'Hoidele B'Yech Mehen Chayiv. Rav Yitzchak said, V'Chein Om Rav Yechon. Now why is this even newsworthy? The reason it's newsworthy is because we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, where the Mishnah brought a Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Tanei Chitin V'Hoidele B'Soirin. With the assumption that the chitin is worth more than the sa'irim. Right? In the times of the Gemara, chitin was always treated as meichel adam. Sa'irim was meichel behema. So chitin was worth more money than sa'irim. So if he's tanoi chitin v'hoidolei the sa'irim, if you wanted to put a dollar value to it, it's probably tanoi $100 v'hoidolei the $50 or something like that. There's an idea made of a mikzas. So what's the halacha? You chayeshvur de'rais inach chayeshvur de'rais. Gamliel says, yeah, you're regular made of a mikzas. The chachamim argue. The chachamim say because the hoida has to be mimin ha-taina. This is Shnai Moichsim 101. And being that the hoida over here is not mimin ha-taina, he tainud chitin and he was made the siren. There's a gzeres akasif from a pasuk. There's no din made of a mikzas. Now this halacha is similar to tana chitin v'hoidle b'sayir, but it's different. Tana chitin v'hoidle b'sayir means the whole tvia. The whole taina was chitin. Hoidloi b'sairim means the whole hoida was sairim. So masha tanoi loy hoidloi, masha hoidloi loy tanoi. They're not talking the same language. He's talking chitin, he's talking to sairim. In Rav Shmuel's case, in Rav Yochanan's case, the tvi was chitin v'sairim. and he was hoydaloi bechitin, or he was hoydaloi besayir. So the tfiyah was two things. He was hoydaloi one of the two things. So there actually is a hoyda me'en atayna, because if he was hoydaloi bechitin and he was tane chitin besayirin, so they are talking the same language. It just so happens in the thing that he was kaifer, there was no hoyda. The question is, do you look at that as a tane chitin hoydaloi besayirin or not? That essentially was the chiddush of what Shmuel said. V'chenam Rabbi Yitzchak, he heard the name Rabbi Yechanan, that Tanei Chitin V'Sa'irin, V'Hoydaloi Me'echan, is not like Tanei Chitin V'Hoydaloi B'Sa'irin. This is the core fundamental you have to have in order to understand from here until Kamat, the end of the daf. It's not the same thing, and that was his chiddush, that although Tanei Chitin V'Hoydaloi B'Sa'irin is Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel V'Chachamim, and we pass like the Chachamim, that potter, over here it's going to be different. Over here you're in fact going to be Chayv. Says the Gemara, Leba Misayele, let's bring it right from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Tanei Chitin V'Hoydaloi B'Sa'irin Potter, if it was Tanei Chitin V'Hoydaloi B'Sa'irin Potter. It sounds like the only reason the Chachamim hold Potter is because they're in fact not talking to each other. But let's say the Taina was Chitin V'Sa'irin, one of them, Chayiv. It sounds like over there, the Halach is, you would be Chayiv. So let's make a diuk in the Mishnah and say it's only in the extreme case of Tanei Chitin V'Hoydaloi B'Sa'irin that the Chachamim hold Potter. But if it's Tanei Chitin V'Sa'irin V'Hoydaloi Be'echam, being that he is being Moida in something that the person was Chivei, maybe over there in fact you're going to be Chayiv. So this Chiddush that Shmuel said V'Chenam Rabbi Yechanam, and maybe Rish Lakish did, or maybe he didn't, Mishav V'Shoyle Mishav V'Shosile, this whole confusion and discussion amongst Amiram, it's a first day in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's Mashma only Tanei Chitin V'Hoydaloi B'Sa'irin is Potter. But Tanei Chitin V'Sa'irin V'Hoydaloi Be'echam, and is in fact going to be Chayiv. But the Gemara says like, who had enough for the Chitin V'Sa'irin Nami Potter? It could be even Tanei Chitin V'Sa'irin V'Hoydaloi Be'echam, and is going to be Potter. Hi, the Kavifli B'Chitin. So why did the Mishnah only say Tanei Chitin V'Hoydaloi Be'Sa'irin Potter? Shouldn't it say the bigger Chiddush? Even Tanei Chitin V'Sa'irin V'Hoydaloi Be'echam, and is Potter, if that's in fact the halacha, like the Yachak Koychid Rabbi Gamliel. Because it's true, if the Mishnah was talking about and would have said Potter, it would have been a bigger chiddush in the Chachamim. Even in that case, you're Potter. But it would have been a lesser chiddush in Rabbi Gamliel. By saying, Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev, now you're telling me a bigger chiddush in Rabbi Gamliel. Then not only is Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev where it's, but even if it's, and we'd rather say the bigger chiddush in Rabbi Gamliel than say the bigger chiddush in the Chachamim, and it's for that reason the Mishnah said it in this instance. Okay, so why? Why would you rather say the big chiddush Rabbi Gamliel than say the big chiddush in the Chachamim? The truth is, you always say koyach de teiradif. Says the Chassam Sofer, a beautiful beer in the Gemara. He says, we know whenever there's a shayla and you can in issa v'heter, and you can tell me a big chiddush in the Machmer, or you can tell me a big chiddush in the Mekel. There's two ways to present the machlokes. In one option, in version A, you'd see a bigger chiddush in the Machmer. In version B, you'd see a bigger chiddush in the Mekel. So what's the rule? Koyach de teiradif. The Gemara says it throughout Shas, Beitz adaf beiz amid beiz, and many, many, many places. Koyach de teiradif. Says the Chassam Sofer, what's the beer? So Rashi explains in beiz adaf beiz. The reason is because a bigger kunst to be mekel than it is to be machmer. Rashi says it's very like to be machmer. To say aser, aser, aser is not such a big kunst. To be mekel, that already takes places. You have to really go through a sugya in order to issue a kula. To be machmer, says Rashi, it's for that reason we're more impressed, really, with the koyach de teiradif. Because if he held Lekula, it's more worked out, it's more oiska arbit, it's more newsworthy. As a result, we'd always rather say the koyach de teiradif. So it says the Chassam Sofer, that's all true when it's a shayla v'sa beheter. But when it comes to dinei mominis, there's really no machmer and mekel. What's the bigger chiddush when it comes to dinei mominis? Exactly. It's always a bigger chiddush to be moitzi than it is to be machzik. So when it comes then to the equivalent thereof in Dine Mominus, it's Koyach de Moitzi Yodif. I'd rather tell you who's Mechayev, who says that you can be Moitzi Momin, rather than tell me the Koyach HaMachzik. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev, Rabbi Gamliel says the Nitva has to pay. It means the Tevet to be Moitzi Momin from the Nitva. Chachom and Poitrin, the Chachom and Holden, no, you can't take money. We leave it by the Machzik. Koyach HaMoitzi is Odif mi Koyach HaMachzik. And it's for that reason, says the Chassam Sofer, it's Gevaldig over here, it's going to be Lohidiyach HaKoyach de Rabbi Gamliel. And that's why we presented the case with Tana. In the biggest chiddush, even in that case, you're not a moitzimech haveri all of a raya. The loch is you're going to be able to take the money. Toshma, Tani, Kelev is karko. I'll bring you a raya in the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody is Toiveya, Kelev the karkois, Hoyda be Kelev, Vakova be karkois, he admits that I owe you kelim, but he says, I don't know what you're talking about. La'adam, le'hoyu dvar me'olim as it relates to the karka. Or, bikarkois, he's moed on the karkois, v'kafa b'kelim. Talach is in either one of those cases, he's potter. Why? Because the only time you have a shvu de'iraisa moed b'miksas is if it's metaltalin. There's no shvu de'iraisa ever by karka. Not shvuas eidechad, not shvuas moed b'miksas. There's a halacha, we're going to see the sugyas later in the Masechta, that there's no shvu de'iraisa when it comes to karka. So you're a classic moed b'miksas, but either the Haidah or the Kfiru is Karka, there's no parasha Maidah B'mix. Haidah B'mix as Karka is Pot, same Allah. What if you're Maidah in some of the Karka and you deny your side the Haidah and the Kfiru was in Karka? So certainly there's going to be no Shavuos Maidah B'mix as. B'mix as Kalim. What if he was Maidah in Mix as Kalim? So again, what happened? Reuven goes over to Shimon. He says, you owe me $100 worth of Kalim and you owe me $100 worth of Karka. He says, the Karka, I have no idea what you're talking about. As it relates to the Kalim, I owe you 50. So he's Maidah B'mix as on the Kalim. Talach is his Chai. He has to switch for a day rice. And not only does he have to switch for a day rice now that he doesn't owe the other Mix as of Kalim, but he also has to switch for a day rice so that he doesn't know karka. Because once you chayev shvur de raisa, for this tviya and this kfira, zaykikin, the Gemara is going to say in a second, the chayev shvur, even on something that ordinarily there would not be a chayev shvur, this is gilgul shvur, so the halach is you'd be chayev to swear on the karka as well. But the Gemara makes a beautiful diak, asher nogea le'inyoneinu, and that is, what was the case? The case was, you owe me kelim and karka. And the person told him back, I owe you kelim, not karka, karka, no kelim. So what's the halacha potter? Because either the haidah was karka or the kfira was karka. And there's no shvur de'iraisa when we're dealing with karka. But time with the kelim and karka is, it sounds like the only reason there's no shvur de'iraisa is because there was a tzad karka. The karka lav bas shvuhi, a kelim of a kelim. But let's say it would be the exact same case. You owe me two different types of kelim. The kelim, it sounds like in that case you would be chay. Meaning the fact that you're being tevei on me two things and I'm being moed in one, in and of itself, not a reason for there not to be a chiyah shvur de'iraisa. The only reason there's no chiyah shvur de'iraisa is because this karka, the karka lav bashvui. But if it would be the same exact case, just instead of it being kelim and karka, make it two different types of kelim. Chitin v'soyrim, two different types of foods. It'd all be the same. It sounds like there would be a chiyah shvur de'iraisa. So it's a raya to Shmuel. It's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, lema misayeles. The Gemara says there's no raya. Maybe who had not afilu kelim v'kelim nami pater. Maybe even kelim v'kelim would be pater. Adik tani kelim v'karkois. So why did Mishnah tell me the chiddush and kelim v'karkois? Kamash malon to tell me the chiddush and the sefer. The chihoyde b'mikzas kelim chay. In the case where you teveya kelim and karkois and you were moide b'mikzas on the kelim, being that you chay shvur de'iraisa for being moide b'mikzas on the kelim, because the kelim is metaltalin, chayiv alfa la karkois. Now you're going to be chayish for the raisa on the karka as well. So we want to tell you that koyach hamoitzi, that in that case, you'll be chayish for the raisa even on the karka. But the Gemara says, that's not a chiddush. My kamash one zoikikin. Ah, the chiddush is zoikikin. That even though there's really no chayish for the raisa when it comes to karka, but once you're chayish for the raisa on the kailin, in this instance, now we could apply the chayish for the raisa for karka as well. Sounds like a chiddush. The problem is we know it already. We know this from a few years ago. Tanino, the Mishnah, Mesechtes Kedushin, zoikikin, it's on a chasim sheish on achrayis, vishav aleyem, that if Sechtes Kedushin. The halacha is that if you're chayiv shvua de'iraisa from a metaltalin, we can now be zoikik, we can apply the chayiv shvua de'iraisa, the yogul shvua for karka as well. So we know this halacha already. So that's not a chiddush either. Zokta Gemara, you're right. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Kedushin, but it's halacha no chashvuas. Now Mesechtes Kedushin doesn't talk about shvuas. Mesechtes Kedushin talks about marriage. Mesechtes Shvuas talks about shvuas. So her ikar, the Mishnah has a right to tell me the Chiddush over here in Masechta Shavuos, because this is where we're learning the sugya is in Masechta Shavuos. Now, if anything, you'll ask me, Akasha, why is it mentioned in the Mishnah Masechta Kedushin? Hayi agach gror anaspa. Over there, there's a cheshmen. The Mishnah over there is discussing different halachas and kinyonim. The context, by the way, was the Mishnah discussed kinyan agav. The sugyas of kinyan agav are in Masechta Kedushin. So we were discussing that you could be koina karka agav metaltalin. So derech agav, there's sometimes a din that you have to swear karka agav metaltalin. But this is the ikkar, so don't ask me kashas, why is the Mishnah talking about zoikikin, gilgul shvua on karka, agav metaltal and mesechta shvuas? I already know it's from Kedushin. No. This is the ikar. The Mishnah is telling you to me mesechta shvuas because this is where you're supposed to talk about shvuas. There's a cheshbin, agav, pun intended, why it's mentioned over there. It's mentioned agav because the Gemara was discussing kinyan agav. Either way, so we have Shmuel, chinam Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that even though Tana chitim hoidalei besoyrens, machlekes Rabbi Gudon the Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel Machayev, the Chachamim hold your potter, because masha tana lehoidalei, masha hoidalei le tana, but Tana chitim visoyrens, lehoidalei be'achmeim, that's different. Over there, you're going to be chayef. Stating that, the Gemara brings another amayra. Pchiyah barabba amar, Rabbi Yechanan ta'an echidah v'sla'irin v'aydol be'achmeim pot. The halach is, if it was ta'an echidah v'sla'irin v'aydol be'achmeim, it's going to be potter, not chayef potter. Freak the Gemara. Ha'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, yiyashev v'chinam Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chiyah barabba said in the name of who? He said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Didn't Rabbi Yitzchak come back from Eretz Yisrael? And he was all excited when Rabbi Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Tana Chita V'Sonim V'Yidol V'Achzon Chayv, he says, I heard the same thing from Rabbi Yechanan. It was all shiloh, what about Rish Lachim? But he was all excited that Rabbi Yechanan said it. So we have a steer of what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Chiyah Barabba said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Potter. Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Chayv, says the Gemara, Amiram, didn't know all the good Rabbi Yechanan. You have to say it was a machlokes Amiram. Different Amiram heard different memories in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, which by the way, you find throughout Shas. It seems different Amiram had heard different things from Rabbi Yechanan. But the bottom line is, Amiram but Ashinageya, for the next part of the daf, a new shita, Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Chitin Visa'irin, Vahoydaloi Ba'achas Mehen, is going to be Potter. So what the Gemara is going to do now is bring the same Toshmas that it brought in the previous Gemara, but whereas in the previous Gemara they were all Lema Messayales, they were Rayas. Over here, they're going to be kashas, tashma, tanechit v'ahidol b'sairin, pater v'ragam liyam mechayev. Time in the tanechit v'ahidol b'sairin. It sounds like the only reason you're pater according to the chachamim is because it was tanechit v'ahidol b'sairin. Meaning, masha tanei loy hoidol loy, masha hoidol loy tanei. Hachit v'sairin v'ahidol b'achem yam mechayev. Vakasha, how could Rabbi Chiyah say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan pater from the Mishnah to mash mechayev? Says the Gemara, who didn't afilu chit v'sairin nami pater? Really, chit v'sairin is also pater. I do tanei hachi. So why did the Mishnah say tanechit v'ahidol b'sairin? Say the bigger chiddush. It's true, that would be a bigger chiddush in the Rabbanon. But we want to say a bigger chiddush in Rabbi Gamliel. Because koyach the moitzi adif, and that's a bigger chiddush. Toshma, toni kenel v'karkois, v'hoide b'kenel v'kavir b'karkois, b'karkois v'kavir b'kenel, pot, hoide b'mikzas karka, pot, b'mikzas chelem chay, the same exact mishnah. Right, it's the same Toshma. Time of the Kalim v'Karkois. It's Mashma. The only reason you're potter in the Reisha, where it was Tanai Kalim v'Karkois, and you were either Moida in the Kalim and Koifer in the Karkois, or you were Moida in the Karkois and you were Koifer in the Kalim, the Karka Labashvui, because the Tfira or the Hidal was Karka. There's no Shvu when it comes to Karka. Ho Kalim v'Kalim. Dum you the Kalim v'Karkois. But if you'd have the same exact case, two Kalim instead of Kalim and Karka, Chayef. So you see, Tanai Kalim. Or Tana Chidav is Oirin, Voidali Bechas Miyam is Chayiv. It's a Kasher of Chibar Abba Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara, why didn't I feel the Kalev Kalev not be Potter? Really, even if it was Kalev Kalev would be Potter. Welcome, Ashman. So why did the Mishnah tell me Kalev Karkois? The Hoyde Bemixas Kalev Chayiv Afalak Karkois. Tell me the Chidish. In the case where you were Moide Bemixas in the Kalev, once you Chayish Vod, they rise on the Kalev, now you're going to be Chayish Vod, they rise on the Karka as well. Says the Gemara, Maikum Ashman. So again, what's the Chidish? That even though Be'etzim, there's no Chayiv Shvu on Karka, but once you Chayiv Shvu for Kalev, Agav, Zoikikin now a chiyah shvua on metaltlin tonino. Even though it's a big chiddush, but I know it. It's a mishnah and kedushin. Zoikikas anachas and shleishem. My chayis shav aleihem. And for the gemara, the same teretz. Ha ikir hahi agrav grora naspa. It's true. It's a mishnah and kedushin. It's a mishnah and shvuas. And in the seder of daf yomi, kedushin comes before shvuas. But really, shvuas is the ikir. It's mentioned over there. Bederech agav. Freik the gemara. Eisvei rab abba bar mamu l'rab chiyah bar abba. So again, chiyah bar abba had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Tanei Chitin v'Soirin v'Hoydaloi ba'achas mehen pot. Rav Nachman had said in the name of Shmuel, and Rav Yitzchok said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Tanei Chitin v'Soirin v'Hoydaloi ba'achas mehen is chat. As it relates to Tanei Chitin v'Hoydaloi v'Soirin, that's a machlekes Tanah. That's a machlekes Rav Gilel Nachachamim in our Mishnah. Rav Gilel Mechayev. The machlekes amayuraim was tana chitin visa oirin. V'hoyde loy be'achas mehen. So is for Rabbi Abba Rabbi Chiyah Barabba. How can Chiyah Barabba say that tana chitin visa oirin? V'hoyde loy be'achas mehen is potter. I'll ask you a kasha from a brayse. Tana shor v'hoyde loy be'seh. If the teveah goes over to the nitva and he tells him you owe me a shor, he says I don't know, you a shor or you a seh? Seh. He tells him you owe me a seh. V'hoyde loy be'shor. The halacha is Potter. You're Potter from Shvuas Moide B'Mikzas. Tanoi B'Shor V'Seh V'Hoydaloi B'Echamiyem. But what if he said, you owe me a Shor and a Seh? And he was Moide in one. He said, I owe you the Shor, but I don't owe you the Seh. Oh, I owe you the Seh, I don't owe you the Shor. Chayiv. Over there, the Aloch is going to be Chayiv. So it's before Shabraisa. The Braisa says that there's a distinction between Tanoi Shor V'Hoydaloi B'Seh or Tanoi Shor V'Seh V'Hoydaloi B'Seh. In other words, Tanei chitin v'hoidloi b'sa'irin, potter, but tanei chitin v'sa'irin v'hoidloi b'achas mi'am is chayiv. So you see clearly this distinction. Amalei, so he told him, Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Barabba said, that price is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds tanei chitin Frank the Gemara. What's the kasha? How could it be Rav Gamliel? If Rav Gamliel, I feel a reisha nami. Then even in the reisha, you should be chayiv. The braisa clearly is being mechalik between tanoi shor v'hoidloi b'seh and tanoi shor v'seh v'hoidloi b'seh. So clearly the braisa can't be Rav Gamliel. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not Rav Gamliel. Elohomani admoin. It's a different tana. It's admoin. Who's admoin? So admoin was also mentioned in the Mishnah. It was mentioned in the bottom of the Mishnah, right here on daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, discussed in length in Perik Shtei Daini in Mesechtes Ksubis. The case was Hatoyin L'Chaveri B'Kadei Shemen. If someone goes over to his friend and he tells him, "You owe me Kadei Shemen. You owe me jugs filled with oil." V'Hoydalei B'Kankanim, and he was Maida in the Kankanim. Told him, I agree, I owe you the jugs. I don't owe you the shemen. Admin says, Hoyle the Hoydalei Miktsas Mi Minataino Yishava. Admin says, Yichayeshvor. The Chacham mod, you're not Chayeshvor. Now, there's a big discussion why exactly Yichayeshvor according to Admin. As a matter of fact, we're showing him say there seems to be a serious asugis between the Sugi and Mesachtes Ksubis, I think it's Daf Kufches, and the Sugi right here in Mesachtes Shvus. But Ashenegeya Le'inyoneinu, Pashub Shat, the Gemara is arguing that Admin understood that Toyin L'Chadere Bekade Shemen is essentially chitin v'sarim. You owe me jugs and you owe me oil. So if he's hoydaloi b'kankanim and Admin says yichayev, so you see that there's an idea of tane chitin v'sarim v'hoydaloi b'yachas me'am ischayev. So said Rabbi Bar Abba, I learned the Mishnah. I know there's a shitas admin. The whole shaila, as far as I understood, was all according to the Chacham. The Chacham would say, you're potter, yesh lachker, what pshat in the Chachamim is. Again, it's beyond the scope of what we're doing right now in terms of going into what the different possibilities of what the Chachamim can possibly hold. But the point is, says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, I'm only saying it according to the Chachamim. I acknowledge that there's an admin there. So you can ask me a kasha from Tane Shar V'Hoydalai B'Seh, that you have a mefurish of price that seems to distinguish between Tana Chitin Vahidle B'Soirin and Tana Chitin V'Soirin Vahidle B'Achas Me'am. I'll tell you how many admoni. And he said, by the way, V'loy D'chuyah Madchinalach, you think I'm just being Deichiyo? Just like a nice way to avoid your questions so I can continue doing what I want to do? No, El Talmud Aruch U'Befif Shal Rabbi Yoichanan Hamani Admin. I heard it from Rabbi Yoichanan himself. I heard Rabbi Yoichanan say Potter. And I heard Rabbi Yoichanan Bavarn, this halach of Tanei Sheva Hayla Beseh. And I heard Rabbi Yoichanan say Hamani Admin. Rabbi Yoichanan himself was the one who said that Hamani Admin. Zokta Gemara Om Ravanu Nama Shmuel Tanei Chitin. If someone goes over to his friend and he tells him, you owe me Chitin. V'kodam V'hoydalei B'soyim. And he quickly was Hoydalei B'sayrim, says the Gemara. Im Kima'arim, if it looks like the reason he did this was because he was clever and he was doing it to preempt the Teveya. Because he knew that he owed the Teveya Sayrim. So if the Teveya would tell him, you owe me Chitin and Sayrim, and then he would be Hoydalei B'sayrim, he'd be Chayesh for the Raisa. But by him being Moide B'sayrim, before the Teveya was able to be Teveya Sayrim, he's a ton of chitin, he's going to be potter. So it's a geshmak shayla. What happened was, Reuben goes over to Shimon and says, you owe me chitin. And he was about to maybe continue talking, and right away Shimon says, oh, sayrin. I was going to say sayrin. But he preempted him. And because of that, he's now a ton of chitin, sayrin. Had he missed it, had Reuben said, you owe me chitin, this sayrin, and then afterwards Shimon would have said, I owe you sayrin, he would have been ton of chitin, this sayrin, who according to Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, and in Kodri Yitzchak, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and maybe even Reish Lakish, the halacha is, you'd be chayesh for the raisa. So what's the Shiloh? Are you chayesh for the raisa not? So who said this halacha? Shmuel. Shmuel is Shitasai, who holds ton, echite v'sahir, and v'ayidla v'achaz me'am chayev. What about in this case? So he says, we have to look at the individual case. Im kim ma'arim, if it looks like he's being clever, he's being cute, chayev, then he's going to be chayev. Im de mischavim, but if it was a real haida, it doesn't look like he was trying to be fast and quickly say sa'irim before the teveya could say, and the halacha is he's going to be potter. Another halacha. If someone goes over to someone else, Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, you owe me two needles. Now, the significance of a machat is that it has very little value. And he was moida one of them, chayev. The halacha is he's chayev. What's the chiddush? The Chiddush says, even though the Mishnah, the Perek began, Shvuas Adayonim, Hata'ayno Shtei Kesef. So it sounds like in order to have a Chiyah Shvuas, Moideh B'miktsas, Da'iraisa, you need that either the Taino or the Kfira should be Shtei Kesef. A Machad is Nei Shtei Kesef. Over here said Shmuel, the Halacha is, you're going to be Chayev. Why? Lefichach Yotzu Kelim, L'mashehen. Because if you look in the Pasuk of the Parasha, Moideh B'miktsas, so the Pasuk over there talks about Kesef. I don't have it in front of me. It also talks about Kelim. It talks about Kesef. Why does it have to mention Kelim specifically? Isn't Kelim included in Kesef? Says Shmuel that Lefichach, the reason the Torah singled out Kelim is to tell me that Kelim is different. So when it comes to Tvias Kesef, there it's a Taino Shtei Kesef. But when it comes to Kelim, as long as it was Kelim and you're a Moideh B'miktsas, two needles, a Moideh to one needle, that's enough for there to be a Moideh B'miktsas. Another halach, Amra Papa, Tane Kelim Upruta, Vahoydeh B'Kelim. Reuven goes off the Shemini, tells him, you owe me Kelim and a Pruta. So he's being Tevea Kelim and a Pruta. Vahoydeh B'Kelim, V'Kafa B'Pruta. He was Moideh in the Kelim and he was Koifer in the Pruta Potter. Hoydeh B'Pruta. If he was made in the pruta, the kofar bekelim chayev. Says the Gemara, chadak Rav, chadak Shmuel. The ratio of this halacha is like Rav, and the sefer of the halacha is Kishmuel. Chadak Rav, the ratio. What was the ratio again? Tanoi kelim upruta. Vahoida bekelim v'kofar bepruta. That's like Rav. Rav learned. Rav, who was the topic of Shabbos' daf. Rav, who said that when the Mishnah says, Shfuas adayonim, atayinu shtei kesef, it means kfira atayinu shtei kesef. That you need that the kfira should be shtei kesef. If the kfira was only a pruta, you're potter. So it's very simple. The resh is Rav. Tanai kelim upruta, v'hoida bekelim, v'kofa bepruta, what's the halacha? You're going to be potter. Why are you going to be potter? Because the kfira was only a pruta, it's less than shtei kesef, and the halacha is, you need that the kfira should be, at the very least, shtei kesef. The chodok is Shmuel, the sefer is Shmuel, the amatone chitim v'soirim, v'hoida loy be'echas miyam chayev. What did the sefer say? Where he was, hoida be'pruta, the kofar be'kelim, over there you're going to be chayev. Even though l'chayra isn't that the shayla of tana chitim v'sahirim v'hoida loy ba'achas miyam, the Teretz says, yeah, it is tana chitim v'sahirim v'hoida loy ba'achas miyam. I told you, you owe me money and kelim, and you are moida that you owe me money. You deny the fact that you owe kelim. It's like tana chitim v'sahirim v'hoida loy ba'achas miyam. Shmuel said, chayiv. For that reason, the halach is chayiv. So the reish is Rav. Which Rav? Rav of yesterday's daf. Rav that holds a taino. Shtei kesef means kfira satayna shtei kesef. Being that the kfira was in the pruta and only a pruta, not shtei kesef, that's what you're going to be potter. The sefer of this braisa is Shmuel. Again, what did the sefer say? That if you were moida in the pruta and you were koifer in the kelim, you're going to be chayiv. Why are you going to be chayiv over there? Because it's tana chitiv esayin v'ayid lachas b'chad. Because if you would hold like Reb Chiya bar Rab in the name of Reb Yechanan, that halacha is you'd be potter in that case. Because that would be like tana chitiv esayin v'ayid lachas b'chad, which according to him would be potter. Rashi says, by the way, that in this sefer, assuming that the halacha is like the previous halacha of Shmuel, that the only time hatayin shtei kesef is by mammon, it's not by kesef. So even if the kelim would be worth less than a pruta, even there the halacha would be, and the sefer you would be chayiv, because if the kfir was in kelim, there's no din of shtei kesef. Where's the halacha of shtei kesef? It's his kesef. But lefichach yatsu kelim l'mashehein, to teach me that when it comes to kelim, all the halachas of dollar amount are irrelevant. Dollar amount matters in the sugyas of moedim amiksas when you're dealing with kesef. But when you're dealing with kelim, there's no such halacha. Either way, that concludes the Gemara portion of today's daf. So we really spanned two very, very important sugyas. Number one, the halacha of Shvuas Eidachat. That was the first Gemara, was 6 or 7 lines, where the Gemara said, the halacha is that in Eid Echad is Mechaya Shvua. So if Reuven's today is Shimon Mani, Shimon denies, Reuven has an Eid Echad, Shimon now has to swear Shvua Dei Raisa to be Makdish Eid Echad. And the Gemara brought an important braisa, called Mokam Sheshnai Mechaya Venoisei Mamin, Eid Echad Mechaya Shvua. And that's really the one line in Shas that governs the halacha is of Shvuas Eidach. And then we had the sugi of Tanei Chitin v'hoidaloi b'sa'irin, v'achleikis Rav Gamliel l'chachamim, or Tanei Chitin v'sa'irin v'hoidaloi ma'echesnem. So we'll speak out one festa ha'ara with regards to both, and let's go backwards. So we just went through the Gemara of Tanei Chitin v'hoidaloi b'sa'irin. So the Gemara, Mesechtes Bava Kama, Daf Lamin Hei Yomid Beis. So the sugi over there, it's the last Mishnah in Perek HaMineach. Mishnah's discussing where Ashar shtoist. And there's a dispute now between the Mazik and the Nizik in terms of what exactly the extent of the damage that took place was. The Mishnah goes through a whole bunch of different cases. We're going to pick one. The Mazik Tainas, that it's true, my shor shtois, but my shor was a shor tam, so I only have to pay you chatzin nezek. The nizik says, no, it was a shor amuid. You have to pay me nezek sholim. Says the Mishnah, hamoitzin mechaveri olivera. If the nizik wants the mazik to give him nezek sholim, as opposed to chatzin nezek, he has to prove that it was a shor amuid. Otherwise, the halach is, all he's going to have to pay him is chatzin nezek. So again, the mazik admits that a hezek took place. He just says that my shor was a shor tam. So all I have to pay is chatzin nezek migufei shel shor. The nizik says, not true, it was a shor amuid. So there's a dispute between the mazik and the nizik. This is a classic case, says the Gemara. It's a mishnah of hamoitzi mechaveroi olavaraya. Says the Gemara, unbelievable diak. Taima, that's clear that the nizik, if he wants to get nezek sholei, would have to prove that the shor that shtois was a shor amud. But chatzin nezek, that he's definitely going to get. There's nothing to talk about that he's going to get chatzin nezek. Listen to a Gemara in lieu of today's daf. Neimat yavi tuufta the Rabbi Bar Nosson. L'chayra, this halacha, the diuk in this Mishnah, is a tuufta. It's a checkmate kasha on something Rabbi Bar Nosson said. Oh, my Rabbi Bar Nosson, ta'anoi chitin, v'hoidelei besoirin, potter. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells Shimon, you owe me chitin. Shimon says, I don't owe you chitin, I owe you soirin. The halacha is potter. What's the kasha? The Gemara assumes that if the nizik says your shor hamuid was mazik, and the mazik said it wasn't my shor hamuid, it was my shor tam, it's like tana chitin v'hoidulay besoirin, and the halacha is that you should be potter. Azoi, freak the Gemara kasha. Se neimu te'avit tiufta, the Rabbi Bar Rav Nosson. Now, at first glance, Rabbi Bar Nosson is the one that holds Tanai Chitin Ba'idolai B'Soirin is Pater. I thought it's Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel L'Chacham. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah right in the beginning of Shavuos Hadayonim. And it's a whole daf in Shas. Shavuos Daf Nemam Aleph, Daf Nemam Beis. What does the Gemara want over here with Rabbi Bar Nosson? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Again, these aren't kashas. I'm just presenting the sugya. Ka'ara number two is, there's a shayla moedah b'miktsas over. No one's discussing moedah b'miktsas. The tana chita b'hoilei b'sa'irin, that's a sugi moedah b'miktsas. You are moedah b'natayna, you are moedah b'natayna. Isn't that a shayla moedah b'miktsas? L'chur, we're not discussing the shvu over here. The Gemara made a diak in the Mishnah. The Gemara said that if the mazik is moedah, that his shor tam was mazik, he now has to pay chatzi nezik. The shayla is on the other chatzi, the nizik saying it was a shor amud. For that, you have a moedah mechavel of a raya. But the fact that the mazik has to pay chatzi nezik, Tain is the Gemara, is a stira to something Rabbi Bar Nosson said, which is Tanei Chitin, V'hoidelei B'Soirin Potter. So what's the answer? The answer is two different sugyas. It's two completely different sugyas. Our sugya, Shavuos Damem, is discussing Tanei Chitin, V'hoidelei B'Soirin as it relates to the Shavuos Deiraisa. Is there a Chiyah Shavuos Deiraisa? That's Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel Chacham. Rabbi Bar Nosson said something else. You know what Rabbi Bar Nosson said? Rabbi Bar Nosson said, according to the Chachamin, if you're a Tanei Chitin, V'hoidelei B'Soirin, brace for impact, should the Nitva now be obligated to pay Sa'irim to the Teveya? Or is he not obligated to pay Sa'irim to the Teveya? I think if you ask the Bacher in Yeshiva, or a man on the street, he would tell you, of course, why in the world shouldn't he have to pay Sa'irim? Rabbi Bar Nosson was mechadish that Tanei Chitin v'hoidelei b'Sa'irim, you don't have the din of Hoidos Baldin k'mei Eidim Dami, so that you're not even mechuyev to pay the Sa'irim. There's no chiyev Sa'irim. Taina de Gemara, if that's the case, then why is it so poshin in our Mishnah, in the Mishnah in Haminiach, that the Mazik has to pay Chatzin Nezek? The whole basis for the Mazik to have to pay Chatzin Nezek is he was moedah, that it was a shor tam. But even if he was moed that it was a shor tam, it's tanei chitin. The chitin over here is shor amuid. V'hoidlei b'soirin shor tam. According to Rabbi Bar Nosson, that holds tanei chitin v'hoidlei b'soirin is potter. Who adin? If the nizik says shor amuid and the mazik says shor tam, it should be potter. There should be no din. Hoidos baldin kimei eidim dami. As I zokt. The Gemara. That's Pashup Shan in the Gemara and Perak HaMiniach Daf Lamehim. Oh, but Frank Toises, V'im Toima, I'll ask you a Gevaldig Akash. He says, that's Pashup, that when Rabbi Bar Nosson said that Tanei Chitim V'Hoidla B'Soirim Potter, and Potter means that you don't even have a Chiyuv Tzoirim, because there's no Idas Badin Kimei Edim Dami. He only said it according to the Rabban. Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, that holds Yichayev Shvuah Deiraisa Meidah B'Miktsas, it obviously was a Haidah. Because if it wasn't a Haidah, how can Yichayev Shvuah Meidah B'Miktsas? It's Frey Toysfus. What's the Gemara's Kashan Rabbi Bar Nosson? Why did the Gemara answer? How many Rabbi Gamliel he? Why did the Gemara just say that the Mishnah is going, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that holds that Yechayev Shvuas Maida B'Miktsas by Tana Chit Nevoid Lai B'Sayr. If Yechayev Shvuas Maida B'Miktsas, Zoysay Meres, it's Aida. It's a Aida, this Aida is Spadin Kamei Aidim Nami. Which means that Rabbi Barnasin could have never said his halacha, according to Rabbi Gamliel. So it's very passionate. Rabbi Barnasin said Tana Chit Nevoid Lai B'Sayr and Potter. Not only you're Potter from the Shvuah, like the Chachamim say Mefurish in the Mishnah and Shvuas Adayanim, but you don't even have to pay this Sayr. And that was all according to the Chacham. But that's Pasha Taina Taisus that according to Rabbi Gamliel that Yechai Shvuah Dei Raisa. It means there's Oida. If there's Oida, it's Oida Spadin Kamei Ein Menami. Sabad Yechai Sayr. So if you have a Mishnah that's Mashma, Tana Chit of Oida Sayr is Chayiv, say, Hamani Rabbi Gamliel. It says Taisus, V'yesh Loimar, that it was a Diyuk, the Mahadu Luk Mikir Rabbanu. The Gemara didn't want to say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Gamliel. But then Taisus says, V'yesh Loimar, no. I'm going to say a chiddush neira, a chiddush that's marish olamos. Says Tosfos, I hold this mavur in this Gemara that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, that holds that tana chitin v'hoydeloy b'sa'ir michayah shvuah deiraisa shvuah smayda b'miktzas. That's all with regards to the chiyav shvuah. But even Rabbi Gamliel's smayda, you're not going to be chayav in sa'ir. As it relates to the chiyav sa'ir, there's going to be no din haydas about din kimei eidim dami. The shaila is why not? Number one. The shaila is why not? But a chiddush neira, that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, that's going to be the halacha. So how do you understand this tesis? Let's back up a second. What's pshat in Rabbi Barnasin? Rabbi Barnasin holds tana chitin v'hoydelay b'sa'ir and pater, according to the chachamim for sure, and maybe even according to Rabbi Gamliel, like tesis wants to say. Tesis very big chiddush. What's pshat? If I does, then it's kamei edim dami. So why is it if it's tana chitin v'hoydelay b'sa'ir, you're going to be pater? So if you look at the Rishonim, in the Rishonim it's mavur three mahachim. Rashi says in Perek HaMiniach, right here, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, because being that the Teveya knew that the Nitva Odim Sa'irim, and he was only Teveya Chitin, it's as if he was Meichel the Sa'irim. The Rosh says it similar, but a little bit different, that it's true that when the Nitva is Moida, and he says, I owe you Sa'irim, there's Aida Spadin Kamei Edim Nami, but at the same time, when the Teveya is not Teveya the Sayyirin, there's Haidas Badin Kamei Edim Dami that he doesn't own Sayyirin. See, have Haidas Badin Kamei Edim Dami, and that's why he doesn't have to give him the Sayyirin. Not Mechila, but it's Haidas Badin Keneged. It's a nuance, but I am Berishonim, there's many differences. Then the Rosh brings from the Rama Levi a Dover Nifla. And that is, we're familiar with the halach of Meshat Anibach. So what's Meshat Anibach? So the classic case of Meshat Anibach is a Gemara Mesachtes Yevamis, Daf Kavama, Min Aleph. The Gemara talks about a person that he was escaping from jail and he had to cross over a river and there was a ferry, but he didn't have money to pay for the ferry. So he tells the guy, if you take me across this ferry, I have to move really, really fast. If you take me across it, I'll give you a dinar zav. I'll give you $100,000. He promises him some crazy amount of money. He crosses the ferry, he says, no, where's my dinar zav? He says, seriously? You thought I was going to give you a dinar zav? Meshat Anibach, I was messing with you. I was kidding around with you. So what's the halacha? Meshat Anibach is a kaicha taina. It's a real taina. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Tes Amid Aleph as well. The Gemara says, if somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, Mano Libi Yotcha, he says, yeah, man, Mano. Of course I owe you a Mano. And the next day he comes over, he's Teveya him, he brings him a Hazmano, he subpoenas him, and he says, where's my Mano? He says, oh, because I told you yesterday, Meshat Anibach. I was kidding around with you. The halacha is Meshat Anibach, it works. I mean, even though it does, Badin Kimei Edom Dami, but there has to be circumstantial evidence that the person meant it seriously. For example, he says, Atamedai, says the Rama Levi, if someone goes over to his friend and he tells him, I owe you money, the person was never Teveya. He volunteers this information. He has a right to say Meshat Anibach afterwards. Because if it was in response to a Tviya, so Chazok Einod Meyes Ponov. So then there's basis to the Hoidos Badin. But if a person volunteers the information, you can say Meshat Anibach. So it says the Rama Levi, the Rama, you know what the beer in Rabbi Barnasin is? The beer in Rabbi Barnasin is because Tanei Chitin, Vahoidloi Besa'irin, even though there was a Tviya, there was a Taina, but Mashatan Eloi Haidaloi, regarding the Sa'irin, it's as if there was no Tviya at all. As a result, you could say Meshat Anibach Yibibach. So three Pshatim in Pshat Rabbi Barnasin, we're showing him literally right here, you don't have to go anywhere. There's not raid, not varfing on the Gemara. Number one, Rashi. Rashi says, there's no idais badin on the Sa'irin because the fact that the Teveya wasn't Teveya Sa'irin, it's as if he was Moichel the Sa'irin. The Rosh, and as I mashman Tais Vesaychit, says it's because it's the fact that the Teveya wasn't Teveya the Sa'irin, it's as if there was idais badin that there's no chiyuv sa'irin. The Rama Levi says that being that he was never teveh the sa'irin, so now the nitva could always say meshatani bach on the sa'irin. And the bottom line is either way, Rabbi Nosson's halach is that there's no haidah badin. The problem is that's all good in the chacham. That the chachamim hold that there's no haidah, there's no chiyuv shvut made in the. But how can you say this? How can you say this according to Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel, who's mechayev shvus made b'mixas betanechid vayd levi sa'irin, isn't that a raya? That it's a real haidah? That it's haidah spadin? So you can tell me all the Torah, all the raid you want, that all is very nice in the chachamim. But Rabbi Gamliel mechayev. That means Rabbi Gamliel holds it as a haidah. Because if it wasn't haidah, you wouldn't be a maida b'mixas. So how could you tell me that it's a haidah with regards to the sugya of maida b'mixas, but it's not a haidah with regards to the sugya of Aydas Badim Kimei Edom Dami? And that is the Ktsois in Simon Peches, Sifkotin Yod. And the Ktsois in the Sefer Avni Maluim, Simon Tzadik Vav, at the end of Simon Tzadik Vav, he's Moisef Tmiya ala Tmiya. He says, Rashi says in Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Samachay, and this is Yeshiva Shereid 101, what's the Makar to Aydas Badim Kimei Edom Dami? Rashi says it's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah. Which pasuk? The parsha Moedah B'mitzas is the makar that Aydah Spadin Kimei Edom Dami. Because what happens in every Moedah B'mitzas? You have to pay the mitzas that you were Moedah, and you have to swear on the mitzas that you were Koifer, on the mitzas that you denied. That means the whole makar, listen to Tzaisis Kasha, to the halacha Moedah B'mitzas is Kiyuzeh. But if it's Mavur and Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that the two are mutually exclusive, they're not necessarily Toli Zebazet. V'raya Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's a chi of shvuas Moedah B'mitzas by Tanai Chitim V'hoidelei B'sayrin, despite the fact Rabbi Gamliel holds there's no Idas Badin Kimei Edom Dami on the Sayrin. So you see, one has nothing to do with the other. You can have a shvuas Moedah B'mitzas without being chayiv on the mitzas that you were Moedah. So how can you bring a raya to Idas Badin Kimei Edom Dami from the halacha of Achayyomar Kiyuzeh, a gewaldige kasha? So again, Rabbi Gamliel mechayev shvuas Moedah B'mitzas, how in the world could Tosfos say a chiddush according to Rabbi Gamliel that there's no haidas badin kimei edim dami on the sa'irim? So the truth is that I was discussing this with my son Shlomo Zalman last night, who's learning Shai Meichsen now. He told me this was Rebbe Shir the entire week last week. And he said over Torah from Rebbe Chanan, and he said over Torah from the Stipler, and there's a lot of mahalchim and the gedoyle achreinim. It was a whole week. So we're mechavim when we say it's a week of first Seder. So it was a whole week of first Seder in Shiva last week. Literally, this Tosfos was a berak haminiach. It's also the kitzer right here in our sugya, Shavuos Daf Mem Amud Aleph. But just tell you a pasha to glata mahalach from the Ktzais Achleishin. Kedarkei Bakoidesh. Says the Ktzais, the pshat is gevaldik. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that Tanei Chitin v'hoidelei b'sayr. According to the Chachamim, forget Shavuot, there's no Chiyah Shavuot, they rise according to the Chachamim. The halacha is, he doesn't have to pay the Sayrin, because we paskin like Rabbi Bar Nosson, that Tanei Chitin v'hoidelei b'sayrin is going to be potter. Stating that, it says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, what would be if the Teveya goes and he's Teufis the Sa'irin? So if the Teveya is Teufis the Sa'irin, so it's going to come out that he gets to keep the Sa'irin. Takfu Kayin, ain't my Tzi Yonaisim Yadai. So Takfu Sa'irin, ain't my Tzi Yonaisim Yadai. He gets to keep the Sa'irin. That's the halacha. So the Nitva is not obligated to give the Sa'irin, but at the same time, if he takes it, he gets to keep it. What's the beer? Says the Ksois, Pshat Zeya Posh. According to the Rishonim, it's the Rosh, and as it's Mashman Tois Vesoichet, that the reason Tana Chit Vaidle Besarin is Potter is because although the Zaydas Valin Kamea Edom Domi Mitzad the Nitva, who said that he owes Sa'irim, but at the same time, there's also Zaydas Valin Kamea Edom Domi Mitzad the Teveya from the fact that he wasn't Teveya the Sa'irim. So what do you have, says the Ksois? You have Zaydas Valin Kineged Zaydas Valin. The Ksois Lashitasa in Lamedal Dalit, who holds that Zaydas Valin Kamea Edom Domi is real Edom, it's Namonis. Says the Ktzois, it's like we have a tray over here. I have a dos badin, can I get a dos badin? So what happens if you have two Edom saying one thing and two Edom saying another thing? So sveikah de raisa, sveikah de rabbanah, but everybody agrees it can't be mitzi mamin when there's a tray. So there's no way in the world that you can be able to take the money. But what happens now if the Toiveyak chaps the sa'irin? So you have the same tray, you're going to be left with the same status quo. The halacha is going to be a mitzi naisim yadai in the reverse. Meaning, according to the Rishonim that hold, that the reason Tana chit avoid the sa'irin, you're parted from the sa'irin, is because it's as if the Toiveyak was Michael the sa'irin. So if he was Michael the sa'irin, you can't chop it now. You're going to tell, I was Michael the sa'irin. So how could that halacha be takfu sa'irin? A mitzi naisim yadai. But according to Rishonim, it doesn't work with Mechila. It works with Adas Badin. So essentially what I have is, I have Adas Badin, can I get Adas Badin? I have 100 Edom telling me he owes Sirem. I have 100 Edom saying he doesn't owe Sirem. What does Bezdin do? You leave it there. But at the same time, there's a whole Sugya, Ruch and Shas, Shnei Meichsen,
the halacha of takfu kain. So in that case, the halacha is going to be emaitzi nais miyada. He's going to be able to keep it. So says the Ktzais Haflu Mefela. It comes out that even if Rabbi Bar Nosson is gerecht, that Tana Chitin v'hoidloi b'sa'irinim is potter, it's not the pshat that the hoida is nishkan hoida. The hoida is a hoida. The only reason why he's not obligated to pay sa'irin is because keneged his hoida, there's a hoida fakert. But there is a hoida mitzad the nitva. The hoidloi b'sa'irin is a real hoida. It's hoida spadin k'mei edim dami. It just so happens that keneged hoida spadin k'mei edim dami, that there's a chiv sa'irin. There's hoida spadin k'mei edim dami, that there's no chiv sa'irin. So what you have essentially is hoida keneged hoida. So if you have hoida keneged hoida, meaning there really is a basis for the Hoida. And it even chaps the nafkamina la'locha, the fact that there's a Hoida Leib Asayir. What's the nafkamina? If the Teveya chaps the Asayir and he's going to be able to keep it, why is he keeping it? Only because the Nitva was made that he owes him the Asayir. So you see that there's a Hoida. If there's a Hoida, there could be a Hoida. Kapi Shavuos Moedim Mikzas as well. What was the kasha? How could Rabbi Gamliel say Chayiv Shavuos Moedim Mikzas, which means the Hoida is Hoida, if he doesn't have to pay the Asayir? It doesn't mean that Haida wasn't Haida Spadin. Really, Haida was Haida Spadin. The reason he doesn't have to pay the Sairin because there was Haida Fakert. And it in fact says the Ktzais could be an Afkamin al Halacha where you would have to pay the Sairin. How is that? If he chafed it. In that case, we would go bust with the Haida of the Nitva. The point is, the Haida of the Nitva is a real Haida. And being that the Haida of the Nitva is a good Haida, it's for that reason. Says the Ktzais, it's a Haida, in your Haida is Badin. It just so happens is a conflicting Haida. And that's why it doesn't play itself out unless it was Takfu. But the Haida is Haida. If the Haida is Haida, there could be a Rabbi Gamliel Machayev, it could be a Haida with regards to Shavuos Moedim Mikzas. I asked my son, so what took a week? So he told me, this is a Gevaldik Ktzais. So what else do you have to say? He says, one second. He says, but that's only one sheet in the Rishonim. And what Tosfos hold in the first Teretz? I said, all right, never mind.